It wasn't until I came to America that I came across the term dramaturgy, which is a bit of a strange admission since I did grow up in drama school and all the rest of it. But it has somewhat become clearer to me over the time that I've been here, particularly going to Centre Stage. And it's such a pleasure to have here for Book Notes the Director of Dramaturgy at Centre Stage, Gavin Witt. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure to be here.
So as I say, I've kind of pieced together what it is, and it seems to be sort of almost like detective work into a play. But I'd love to have a rather more judged opinion of what it actually is.
So would I. But what I have managed to piece together over time is, broadly speaking, that it falls into maybe a trio of pursuits. Ultimately, I always go back to the etymology, which derives through German. It's really Bertolt Brecht and Gotthold von Lessing who created the field, but it goes back to Greek, dramaturgos, and it means the reaker or shaper of stories. We work to help guide and support playwrights in the exploration of their material, new material or existing material, or stand sometimes almost in a kind of proxy for the playwright, if it's a dead playwright or an absent playwright, that we are a kind of conduit to the text, a spokesperson for the text, an advocate for the text in the process. The detective work you're talking about is in production dramaturgy terms, where we often dive and delve deeply into the history, background, context of the piece. Where that might be structural, it might be the biographical origins out of the playwright's life and times, it might be the world of the play, constructing the circumstances that the play takes place in. When you're institutional, as I am, you also serve in that long-term story shaping for the institution in supporting the programming. So we help either discover new work or help program canonical plays. And a number of other factors, we sit in, give notes on the plays in production, we might do translations, adaptations. It's really a broad range, and people specialize in different dimensions. So you can see why it would indeed be difficult to piece together what that is. And wear many hats within dramaturgy.
So let's look at it in practical terms with the next production that is coming up at Centre Stage, Shakespeare in Love. So here we are working with the script of Tom Stoppard along with Mark Norman. So that, of course, was a film. So how is that process going to work? What will the role of the dramaturg be in that context?
Well, obviously there was some form of dramaturgy somewhere happened in adapting that film screenplay to a play, which Stoppard actually had no part in. It now comes to us as a finished script, and it's actually a co-production with the Cincinnati Playhouse. So it comes to us as a production that's been running there. Our production will focus a lot on the framing of that piece and the stories we think it tells, that of women on stage in Shakespeare's era, or the relationship between Shakespeare's imaginative world and his real life as the play imagines it, right? It traces the origins of Romeo and Juliet in an imagined love affair that Shakespeare ends up having. So we would attempt to establish some context and some framing for that in this particular case.
Thank you so much for coming and
elucidating
this business. Really a matter of words, getting down to the basics of it. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the Director of Dramaturgy, Gavin Witt, from Baltimore Centre Stage. Any further information at centrestage.org.